So we'll say in Parshas Vayechi, one of the most beautiful and dramatic episodes is where Yaakov Avinu goes ahead and blesses his grandsons. So remember, again, we discussed that in the Rabbi Nachman Shir about the whole hesitation of Yaakov Avinu. But again, Yaakov Avinu goes ahead and he says the following. The Pasuk says, Vayivarechim bayomahu. So Yaakov Avinu goes ahead. Vayivarechim bayomahu limor. This is in Perek Memches, chapter 48, Pasuk Cha, verse 20. Vayivarechim bayomahu limor. So Yaakov Avinu goes ahead and he blesses his sons on that day, saying, through you, this is how Klal Yisrael will bless their children for all generations. Baruch Hu should make you like Ephraim and Menashe. And again, the Torah states, Vayosem es Ephraim lifnei Menashe. And he placed Ephraim before Menashe. So of course, again, Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk is that Yaakov Avinu is saying that the bracha that we give our children is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make you like Ephraim and Menashe. So it's a beautiful insight by Rav Moshe Leib of Sasov. So Moshe Leib of Sasov says the following. Listen to these words. It says, Vayivarechim bayom ahu leimor. Get ready for this. Beiruch osam. Rak al tzorche hayom hahu. Rav Moshe Leib of Sasov understands the pasuk a little bit differently. He says, Vayivarechim. Right? This is the beauty in Chasidus. The beauty in Chasidus is you place the punctuation wherever you want to. Right? Vayivarechim. Kama, right? Vayivarechim, dash, right? He blessed his children. And what is the ultimate blessing we give to our children? Bayom hahu. The greatest gift, the greatest blessing I give my children is Bayom hahu leimor. Focus on today. Listen to these words. Berach osam, the bracha he gave them, is sheyivakshu v'yispalulu rak al tzarchi hayom ahu. Worry about and focus on today. Velo yidagu da'agas machar. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. Vayivarechim, that's the bracha. Bayom ahu leimor. We'll say, what was Yaakov Avinu saying to his children? You know, life is filled with so much uncertainty. Life is filled with so many different difficulties and so many unknowns. And if a person becomes obsessed over trying to script and choreograph the future, if a prime person tries to come and figure out all of the unknowns, and a person tries to figure out, well, what am I going to do tomorrow, next week, and next year, and have to plan and strategize for everything, then again, what happens? First of all, you can't script the future. The only thing you can script in life is your presence. The only thing you absolutely can control, and even that you can't fully control, ultimately is the here and now. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu gives his children the brachas. I give you the bracha, the ability to focus on and maximize the day. Jose, it doesn't mean not to think about tomorrow, and it doesn't mean not to plan tomorrow, and it doesn't mean not to be a forward thinker. Of course, you have to do all of those things. But sometimes we become so wrapped up in the future that we forget to focus and maximize the present. That was the bracha that ultimately Yaakov Avinu gave his children. And I want to tell you something amazing. Because, oh, buddy, listen to this. What, two psukim later, what happens? This is the beginning of Perek Memtes. Get ready for this. This is going to blow your mind. Vayikra Yaakov Albanov. Yaakov Avinu gathers his children around. He's dying. He's on his deathbed. And what is he? Vayomer. He asvu va'agida lachem. Eisa sheyikra eschem ba'acharis hayamim. Yaakov Avinu gathers his children. What does he say to them? Gather around me. I want to tell you what's going to happen. But Acharis Yom means what? Right? Right? In the future. And what does Rashi HaKadosh say? V'agid lachem, bikesh lagalos esakets. He wanted to reveal the future, the messianic future. The nistalka mimeno shechina. And the shechina removed itself from him. Why? Boshem says, Yaakov, take your own advice. You just said before, Vayivarechim bayom hahu leimor. The bracha I give you is maximize your yom hahu. The bracha I give you is don't spend your life thinking about tomorrow and next year. The bracha I give you is the koach to focus on what am I going to do today? Today is what I have right in front of me. This is the bird in the hand. This is what I know is mine. Tomorrow, no idea what's going to come. Next year, even more unsure what's going to come. But today is what I have. Maximize your day. And Yaakov Avinu just two pesukim later to my children. I want to tell you what's going to happen in the future. To which Ribono Shel Olam says, That's not how we roll, as they say. We don't, right? That's not how we go ahead. To be honest, We don't focus on Achaziah. We'll say that's why, again, we are such a Mashiach thinker people, right? Through all of, everybody thinks that it was Chabad who went ahead and popularized Mashiach. No, it's Chabad who talks about Mashiach, but we've always believed in Mashiach. Mashiach, but yet how is it that the Torah Kedoshim makes no mention, right? I shouldn't say that. There's one veiled reference to Mashiach, which happens to be in this week's parasha, right? By the Bracha of Yehuda. Yaakov Avinu says that Lo Yasu Shevet Yehuda Mechokim Vein Raglov Ad ki yavo shilo, veloika shilo is Mashiach. That's pretty much the only reference to Mashiach. Why? Why reference to Mashiach? Because even though it's so tempting, everyone wants to know what the future is. But that's not the job of a Jew. The job of the Jew is not to worry about the future. The job of the Jew is not to forecast the future. The job of the Jew is not to spend all of his kochos planning the future. The job of the Jew is, the greatest bracha is, Bayom HaHuleymar. The greatest bracha, we'll say, for the Jew is to maximize the today. So we'll say we should be Zochem, Meretz Hashem, to strike this incredible balance. On one hand, I have to have a vision towards Acharis Hayomim. I have to have a vision ultimately to my future. Because you can't not plan your future, because in Meretz Hashem, the future comes, I have to be somewhat prepared. But don't make that the thrust of your life. Don't think that, you know, we'll say, I'll just tell you, there's an amazing Gemara. I know we're already over time, but I'll tell you this amazing Gemara. The Imam Masechet Shabbos says, David HaMelech asked the Ribono Shalom, when am I going to die? Hashem Baruch Hu says to David HaMelech, you're going to die on Shabbos. To which David says, I don't want to die on Shabbos, let me die on Sunday. To which Shlomo says, no, you can't die on Sunday, because on Sunday, Kvar Higia Eis Bincha Shlomo Limloch, Vein Malchus Nagei Becharvet Afilu Kimali Neimo. You can't die on Sunday, because on Sunday is already the time that your son Shlomo is going to rule, and one monarchy cannot touch another monarchy even by a hair's breadth. So David says, fine, Ribono Shlomo, I'm willing to give up a day of life, I'll die on Friday. To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to David HaMelech, one day of your life in this world is worth more than the thousands of karbanos that will be brought in this temple that your son Shlomo will build. But we'll say that's what it means, because David HaMelech was a bayomahu person. When you maximize your day, when you maximize your days, your life is even more impactful than a Beis HaMikdash. When you maximize your days, your life is even more important than all the tens of thousands of karbanos. And that's the bracha we should have. We should be zocher, Rabbi Yosef, to plan a little bit for Acharis Hayamim. Right? You have to think, you have to have one eye or half an eye towards Acharis Hayamim. But most important, Rabbi Yosef, is to be bayomahu Jews. We should have the greatest bracha of being able not just to think about the future, but the greatest bracha in life is to find the courage to maximize our present. That's right.
I would love to have some company.
I have a word from Rav Moshe.